Hey friends, this is Mike Foster, and I just wanted to pop in here and let you know that we have been working diligently on season two of the Fun Therapy podcast, and I'm really excited to release this into the wild and have you get to know and hear some of the beautiful stories of some amazing friends and people who I have had the opportunity to sit down with over the last couple months and continue to carry on the conversation that we're all having together about our not so perfect stories and the things that hurt, and yet the things that we are finding hope and healing into. You know, one of the values of Fun Therapy, and we're going to continue this on, is that we truly believe that our wounds are the openings into the most beautiful parts of us.
I probably played that song like, I don't know, 100 times. And it literally is just this anthem that, like, this is not the end of this narrative, or this is not the end of this relationship. This is not the end of your story, no matter like what it looks like in this moment. And you can't control the other person, but you can actually participate in the hope that you can carry. You can actually take agency in being a messenger of the gospel of peace, or you can be one who is a carrier of hope for something, faith, right? To look for something that you hope for that you can't see. And by doing that, it says, the last refrain of that song, there's a bridge, and she says, until the darkness breaks. It's until the dry bones wake, until the darkness breaks, I will praise you. There's this kind of sense that, like, even in the midst of this angst, this now and the not yet, you're not finished yet. Mm-hmm. Like, and I feel like as people of faith, like, if we don't have that, then what do we actually have to offer the world? Mm-hmm.
As we share stories, and as we share the pain, as we share secrets, as we share things that we're afraid to share, my hope is that all of us will find a sense of hope, a sense of healing, a sense that our story matters too. And I think that's what I'm so excited about season two for, is because I really believe that is going to happen as you hear from our guests and listen in on some of the sessions with these really fantastic people. Many of them you may have heard of and know. Some of them will be completely new to you. And my hope is, just as these next episodes roll out, that in these stories that you will see yourself, and that you will see your own life, and you'll see things that you can deeply connect into and relate with. And in us doing that, we will find hope and a way forward. And my goal with this always is that we feel less alone in the struggles and the things that hurt sometimes. And so it's coming, friends. I can't wait for you to hear it. Please, if you can, share with your friends. Make sure to subscribe. Make sure to share the links. I'll be posting some things on social media. I'd love for you to just take a moment and forward that, or just let friends and enemies know that season two of Fun Therapy is on its way. And by the way, I have to put this out there that, yes, my co-host, Sleeping at Last, who provides all the beautiful music, will be providing all the beautiful music for season two. And I actually asked Ryan to create a little special new intro bed for us, which I love. I totally love it. And I'm really excited for you just to hear some of the beautiful tunes of Sleeping at Last. And he really, in terms of setting this, the posture and the mood for the episodes, he just does such a brilliant job at that. And I'm also very excited again to be partnering with Relevant Podcast Network and the folks at Relevant. This is a team effort. It is a family of diligent workers, editors, producers, folks just all putting their gifts inside of these episodes, and I hope you enjoy them. So it's coming, season two. Get ready, because it's right around the corner.
Relevant Podcast Network.